これをください。
I'll take this. Alright, so our grammar today is
をください。
Which literally means, please hand this down or lower this to me.
そうですね。
Right, implying that there's two levels here, right? Two mm-hmm. different class levels. What are they?
Higher position and lower position.
So when you're speaking and you use this, you are supposedly in the lower position, right?
Right.
And you're asking someone who's higher than you mm-hmm. to please graciously give you something or mm-hmm. to do something for you.
Hand it down to me.
Exactly. Hand it down to my lowly self. Right? So now let's break this phrase down.
これ
This
を
Object marking particle.
ください
Please give me. All right? So please give me this. That's exactly literally what we're saying, right? We've already covered another phrase that you use to ask for things in a previous lesson, which was
お願いします
Right, which is very, very versatile. It's very useful and you could use it in almost any situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that phrase is, does it mean the same thing as これをください?
If you say これをください and これをお願いします, I would say the meaning is the same. But since お願いします is more vague, it sounds more polite.
I see. So this is the most polite and most direct way to ask for an object, to ask for something that's a noun, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, we said the most general one, これ, this. But what else can we say?
それをください。
Yeah, give me that right there close to you.
あれをください。
Give me that thing that's all the way over there.
水をください。
Give me water.
水とメニューをください。
Give me water and a menu, please. All right, and in all of these examples, I think except for the last one, I didn't say please, but in Japanese, it's really implied that there's a please in there because kudasai is just polite. Speaking of the word please, we learned in an earlier lesson that onegai shimasu means please, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if I say, これをください、お願いします?
That's redundancy, I would say.
Exactly, because in fact, they both mean please to different degrees. It's not that onegai shimasu by itself means please and kudasai is asking for something like asking for a command. Or commanding somebody. It's actually, they're both please for, with different functions, okay? Kudasai is always attached to an object.
そうですね。
Right? Like the menu or water.
Something tangible.
That's right. So, let's say you want someone to speak slowly, as we learned in a previous lesson. Can I say, ゆっくりください?
ゆっくり is not a tangible object, right?
Exactly. It's an adverb, right?
Yeah.
So, ゆっくりください wouldn't work.
No.
How would you say it?
ゆっくりお願いします。
Had to look at your notes there, didn't you? I see you. And how about one more time? Say it one more time, please. How about もう一度ください?
It sounds a bit weird.
Right, because after all, even though it's implied that ください is asking for someone to actually hand you something physically.
Right.
To actually give you something, not a request for them to just do an action, all right? In this case, right? So how would you say もう一度 please? In Japanese, of course.
もう一度お願いします。
So do all of you understand the difference between ください and お願いします? Alright, so let's practice everything we've learned so far. Okay, Naomi-sensei.
はい。
It's after work.
はい。
We had a long day of work, so we decided, you know what? Let's go to a coffee shop.
Good idea.
Have a nice cup of coffee. So we went, we sat down, and all of a sudden you sneeze. And then the waiter walks up and says, are you cold?
寒いですか?
And then you reply, well, it's not too cold, it's not too hot, it's just right.
ちょうどいいです。
This is one of those cafes that each drink has at least 5 names, so we don't know what's going on. We need a menu.
メニューをください。
Then the waiter brings us the menu. We take a look at it. And since all the drinks have at least 5 words in them, we look at the pictures. And then you decide that you want that one right there. So we ask the waiter, this one please.
これをください。
But then the waiter doesn't know just from looking at the picture if you want the hot one or the cold one. So then he asks you, would you like the hot one or would you like the cold one?
ホットコーヒーですか?アイスコーヒーですか?
And then you decide, it's a hot day. I want an iced coffee.
アイスコーヒーお願いします。
I ended up ordering the same thing, but being as clumsy as I am, I spilled mine a little bit. But don't worry, I didn't get any on Naomi-sensei. Alright, so then we ask for a towel.
タオルをください。
But the waiter was on the other side of the cafe and he didn't really hear you. So you have to say it one more time.
すみません。タオルお願いします。
And as you see, we've asked for things almost interchangeably with お願いします and ください. Practice by yourself by asking for random things around your room and around your cafe, but hey, don't spill anything.